Hello, I'm Richard Wiggs. I'm the developer of a lot of different energy works. In 1989, I met an incredible Tao master in Chengdu in China who completely changed my life by introducing me to energy and energy work and introducing me to Dao. And since then, I've spent my whole life researching, studying, and teaching. So that's kind of how I'd like to introduce myself to you. That's very much somebody who's on the same path, probably on the same path as you, or a very similar path. With some of the experiences that you've got, some of the frustrations, maybe in my rear view minute mirror, and hopefully some of the prospects which you'll be going towards, I can see in my future and I can see in your future. So hopefully I can help you and facilitate you. So that gives me a framework for my understanding of energy, energy work, spirituality, and a lot of beliefs. So I actually don't have any particular judgment against or for any other belief, but I do think it's really useful to provide people with tools, any kind of person, whatever their background. And these tools, really, they're about bringing you to neutrality. So I'm much more interested in energy work that is about bringing people into their center. So instead of saying trying to fix a problem, I find that when we are more aligned with being okay with the problem is there or not there, then we are relaxed about it. We become able to move, to be flexible around it. And then energetically, once things are able to move and be flexible around something, that's when the big shifts happen. So, I really, really believe that, if we can bring ourselves into our center line, and as far as I'm concerned, bring other people's when they've got problems, bring them into their center line, then that's going to benefit all people because we're not trying to directly fix it, if you can understand what I mean. It has a number of benefits. Well, number one is you don't get the kickback that you do when you're trying to force something. So energy work generally, it's in many ways it's like Chinese Kung Fu, if you know about Chinese Kung Fu. The idea is you maintain your inner stability and then you're able to express outwards without hurting yourself, but potentially affecting somebody else. And if they're truly in their center, then they won't be hurt. And if they're not in their center, then they may have a problem. But as far as this is concerned, it's more positive. So it's actually just spending our time. Okay, we start in our center, in best case scenario, and then helping the other person get to their center. So the only kickback we could get, hopefully, is just something which is going to build, bring us back into our center ourselves. I feel that from that point of view, and of course, with energy work, I do understand we're all going through a learning curve. And energy work, I like to say, energy work is a discovery process. To think that I know all the answers, you'll talk to my students. I'm very comfortable with the not knowing, and I think that not knowing allows us to stay humble, and also allows us, as Socrates, I think, said, "I know when I know nothing." So it allows us to be open to, receiving more information and getting more information, and then also not to being, can I say, greedy or arrogant with that information. So I believe humility is very, very important. energy work and in self-development. So I think I can leave it there for you. I would love to see you on one of my classes. Love is a very important aspect for me. But I also have, you know, my personal view. I think love is also something which is very divine, very much in line with the Tao. And I'm, although I've got the planet Earth, it looks like the planet Earth behind me, I'm not necessarily all into aliens and spaceships. That's just, I like the background. And I'm not against people who are into aliens and spaceships. It just hasn't had much to do with me. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you in one of my classes. Take care.